Hello. Hi, sir. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, I promise you. The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
You're definitely going to vote. I got you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I don't want to really say.
I'm sorry?
But I won't vote for Donald Trump. No way.
Oh, okay. There's no way you voted for him. Okay, got you.
No. And all Biden right. is, I was hesitating with him because of his age.
I got you, sir. I got you. All right. And so you voted, who did you vote for then?
I had voted, I'm a Democrat, and I voted for Biden. But I didn't really want to.
Okay. You didn't really want to. I understood, sir.
And I definitely didn't vote for Trump.
Oh, okay. I got you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. And what is your age?
91. So I went through many, many elections.
I understand, sir. Thank you for
that. I'm of that age. I know which one is good and which one is bad.
Got you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, or somewhat liberal?
Moderate.
Or very liberal. Moderate. Thank you.
Moderate.
Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied? I'm sorry, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed in?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I just want to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president of, and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate it from a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very important issue, 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here's the first issue. Making college more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Very important. Number one.
Okay, so the higher you go, the more important it is. So you're going to 10 here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy. How important is that?
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
Number 10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Zero.
It's not that important, right? Got you.
That's right.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Lowering it. Number 10.
10. So that's very important to you. Got you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing the job as a president?
Well, I'll say 5.
So, You have the options between strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So you somewhat approve, right?
Yes.
Got you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Now, when you say 100, that means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. When you say 50, it's somewhat, like you're in the middle. And when you say 0, that means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
50,
50, got you. How about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
100.
100. How about Republicans in Congress?
Thirty-five percent.
Got you, sir. I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that, oh, that's a very important issue. 5, somewhat important. And 0, not important at all. So here goes the first issue. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. How important do you think that is?
Very important.
So that'll be a 10?
10.
Got you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages from 0 to 10.
Well, I won't give any opinion on that.
Okay, thank you. And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important is that?
Important. I'll say 5.
5. You're in between. Got you. Authorizing prescription medication.
10.
That would be a 10. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Let's move forward here now. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
You got me there. I can't give you a decision on that.
I respect that, sir. Thank you so much. Let's move forward here. Okay. Now, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support That's a funny oppose? Question. How can you do that? I don't know. I won't give you any opinion on that.
I understand. I respect that. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
So that'll be much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government or other issues more important right now?
I don't know if the government should be involved with that.
Okay, I respect that. Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one. Probation, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products, all flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or B.
See, there you go again. You're talking about the... I don't have a decision on that.
Okay. I just want to read B because I'm being recorded, so I just need to read it out to you. Harm reduction... an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, assistance and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. A or B?
Well, you're taking the rights away from the person who wants to do it.
Okay.
Or a person that doesn't want to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't give a stand because I don't smoke.
Okay. So you have no opinion towards her. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I have no opinion on that part.
And I understand. Let's move forward here. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavor cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. So here's the first one. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Oh, there you go again. I can't give you a decision on that.
How about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? How concerned are you about that?
It should be banned from coming overseas.
So are you somewhat concerned or very concerned?
I'm really concerned about that.
Very concerned.
Ban that coming from overseas.
Gotcha. I respect that. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you about that?
Well, I'm for education and that. But again, that tobacco, I just want to leave that out.
Okay, I understand. Now, I'm just going to read you some statements people have made.
Well,
about
how many
the
more are you going to? You said a few questions, you know.
Oh, we're at 85%. We're almost done, I promise you. Now, I just want to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each one on a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree, and 0, you don't agree at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug conditions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How do you agree with that from 0 to 10? How much do you agree with that?
You know, I want to tell you, sir, almost this whole conversation, it's over nicotine. Is that what this is?
I'm just doing my job, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt
you. I understand that, but I mean, that's what it is to me.
Okay.
If you're talking about education, I'm for it.
Okay.
Government
so this
can
one,
help every way in education.
So this one you don't know or refuse to answer, just to be clear?
I'm just dead against that.
Okay.
I don't like smokers and that, and and how long have we tried to get rid of it? I don't know. You just can't do it.
Understood.
Your politicians got it, and you can't help it.
Thank you. I appreciate your opinion. Thank you so much. The next one. The federal government has been rolling back our rights and all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far from the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Do you agree? How much do you agree with that?
There you go again. I agree with that.
Okay. So the more you agree, so you're going from 7 to 10, how much would that be? The higher you go, the more you agree.
I'll give her a 5.
A 5. So you're in between. Thank you. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. Our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoke age to 21, the large-scale public health campaign on the dangers of smoking or working are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you agree or disagree there?
Disagree.
So you're going to go low here. Are we speaking of 1, 2, 3 or a 0?
0.
Gotcha. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and methyl bans and cigarettes. We'll simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
How much would you go there? 7, 8, 9, or 10?
10.
Gotcha. All right. Now, sometimes over the course of the service, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So you support, you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
You mean a percentage?
No, I just want to know if you, well, if either you support or oppose it. Now, do you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, or you strongly support
somewhat oppose.
Gotcha. Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support
That's
or
impossible. That's impossible.
Gotcha. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to our community?
I won't say anything on that.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or it will have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
No impact.
No impact. So have no impact. Got you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first one, soda or pop?
Very little.
Very little. So
mm-hmm.
So you have used it, right?
Very, very little.
Got you, sir.
I'll drink water instead.
Me too. I'm like that too, sir. Thank you. How about pipe tobacco?
See, my wife smoked, so I know. And I had a hard time to have her quit. So I'm already, in my house, I never liked cigarettes.
Okay.
And she
so
quit finally.
So that would be a no, right?
That's right, a no.
Big How about no. wine?
Well, I don't drink now.
No, that'd be a no.
See, I can't give you. My father drank all his life, and it never harmed him. He lived over 90, so I see some people it affects, other people it don't. So,
right.
I just can't give you a decision on my part.
How about cigars?
Oh, definitely they should ban that out.
Okay.
Stinky things.
How about coffee?
Well, I have 2 cups in the morning, but
oh, yes.
I can get along without it.
How about beer?
Beer? I don't touch it.
Okay, so that's a no. How about e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
What about them?
So have you used them in the following 30 days?
No, I don't use them.
All right. How about oral nicotine pouches?
What the heck is that?
The pouches you put on your arm so you can stop smoking.
I never heard of it.
It's a treatment for you to stop smoking. But no, so that'll be a no. How about
no.
heat non-burn tobacco products?
Ban them.
Okay, so that'll be a no. How about
no.
smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Well, I won't give you too much of it.
That'll be a no or a yes?
I'll say a no on that.
Okay. How about cigarettes?
Cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Where in general. Have you used any in the last 30 days? Have you smoked a cigarette, for example?
No.
No. Okay.
I get along with all that stuff. I smoke and have me inhale somebody else's smoke.
Got you. How about liquor or spirits?
To a certain extent, if a person can handle that liquor, very good.
But have
I
you
don't
used
mind
it
that.
In the last 30 days?
Let's talk years.
Okay, so no. Oh, so you have.
Well, I drank, but not to
not to an extreme.
Much.
Not to an extreme. I
That's
got
right.
you. All right. So switching gears a little, the last few questions are for support.
Because
for
the laws are so strict now in drinking and that I can't afford it.
Got you. It's not worth it. Got you.
It ain't worth it, right.
So the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Pardon again?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Oh, grade 12.
Okay, thank you. All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
I'm a widower now. My wife just passed away.
Sorry to hear that, sir. My condolences. All right. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have no children.
No. Oh, got you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I'm a union member all my life.
So this applies to you personally. Thank you.
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Mm-mm. No.
That'd be a no. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have yourself a great rest of the night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.